ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's going on, Ted?
What up, Steve?
Not much. I noticed you're rocking your Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals shirt.
Wearing the bright red one today as the Capitals will be raising that championship banner.
That's exciting, man. They're taking on Boston tonight.
Yeah.
Devils don't play today. It was funny. I was talking to one of these guys, one of our listeners. I think his name's Jerry. He's a big Rangers fan. So he always writes me and goes, "Let's go Rangers." And I'm like, "Blah, blah, blah. Let's go Devils." So he sent me a, "Hey, happy birthday, Steve. Let's go Rangers." I'm like, "Oh, man, season starting today." He goes, "I didn't even subscribe to Game Center Game Center this season. Team's freaking rebuilding. Don't even want to watch it." I was like, "Oh,
all right."
I was like, "Dude, I look back on about 3 or 4 seasons with the Devils where I regretted making that purchase myself because it's like $100-something for the season."
Yeah.
And I never think about doing the like $80 for just the one team Game Center because you could do just one team.
Can you buy just game by game?
I don't think so.
That's what I always wish. If you charge $5 to like watch like a hockey game or a college football game, I feel like that would add up, but I feel like I'd be more apt to do that.
Yeah. You know what? That's a brilliant idea because honestly, I pay all that money, and there are times maybe I watch 20 games in a season when they were doing bad. Like, I'll probably end up watching, if not all the games this season, at least parts of all the games this season. Whenever, right. You know what I mean? But, man, for a few seasons, I'm like, I'm spending all this money, and this team sucks.
Yeah.
At least now they're good, or they're going to be good. They're young, and they're exciting to watch. So even if they lose, they're fun to watch.
Yeah, and the Devils have a way of, like, seems they never seem that bad for that long.
No, and they suck, but at least they kind of, it always feels like they're making momentum. And hell, they got Taylor Hall and league MVP.
I just feel like every decade they have like a part of it where they're good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when I was a kid, it seemed like they had a run.
The 90s were a good decade for
them.
Yeah.
What's that, Patrick Wall?
Martin Brodeur.
Or Martin Brodeur.
Yeah,
my bad.
Come on, man.
I knew it was a French name.
Yeah, that's a sore subject. You're either a Raw guy or a Brodeur guy.
Sorry, dude. You talking about Patrick Roy?
Yeah, Patrick Roy and Martin Brodeur.
Like, who was the guy that used to play in Buffalo that was so awesome for a few years?
Oh, Dominic Hasek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was great. He was nuts, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's just flailing himself around, stopping pucks with the back of his feet. I mean, legitimately stopping pucks. Like, he'd be flipping upside down and, yeah.
You know, that's why people come to the MegaCast. Goalie talk.
That's right. We always give you the latest in-depth goalie conversations about goalies from the 90s.
Yeah. And then in the second half of this podcast, we're going to have kicker talk.
Yeah. From tenders to keepers. All in one episode of the MegaCast. Well, it's good to see you, Ted, as always. Why don't we get things going? Let's get the heart racing, the blood pumping in the brain.
Functioning.
Selfishly, I decided to grab a song from my college radio days. It's a band called Zuzu's Petals.
All right. Oh, like It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes. I never knew that until I became a fan of the band. And
Zuzu's Petals.
Dude, I don't know.
No. When he gets back to his regular life, and he's got the pedals in there. All right, I don't need to explain to you.
I know, no. Thank you, Ted. Goalies and Christmas pedal talk.
I was saying Christmas movies. Like, I got you covered, dog.
Here we go. We'll get to 10 in a second. Just waiting for Ted's reaction to the chorus of this song. Let's get Ted. I'm closer to death, Ted. I feel like we power do these damn push-ups now, man. You know what I mean? Like, we're just flying.
Yeah, they do feel good.
Yeah, it's like, I remember when back in the day, it was like, 10. Give me a second. I have to start doing get 15s.
Woo! God damn it, man. You sound like a trainer.
Oh, these 60-second planks are good. We should go for 90.
Yeah, let's like, I'm dripping sweat. I'm barely holding on for 60. Let's wait.
Come on, man. You can do one more. You can do one more. Push it. Push it.
Almost there.
TED Talks, starring D-Tech Smith.
you know, I just went on another one of my trips, tailgate tour with my brother and my buddy Will.
I saw the picture.
Awesome time.
Yeah. Oh, your brother and your buddy?
Will.
Okay, I don't want to leave out the shout out.
Yeah. Will, by the way, is not related to us. You can tell he's a different body composition. He simply is another baldy. A lot of people were like, who's the other guy? Like, is he a Smith too? I'm like, no. He's, look, there's a lot of bald people, you know what I mean? But if you were with us too, like, you just...
Like what? You guys are against guys with hair on their heads? Yes.
But anyhow, I talked about this on the podcast too, but people are always like, man, that's great. You guys do that trip every year. So I just want to tell people, like, if you want to do something like that, it's as simple as just going every year.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes, man, just carve out time. I know you do it with hockey. We do it with the hockey tournament every year.
And now Summer Meltdown as well.
Summer Meltdown. Right. So I'm just saying, like, sometimes, man, just carve out that time. And trust me, it's worth it. I can't explain to you how much damn fun we had this past weekend. I mean, it was great.
What game did you go see?
We didn't. It's the tailgate tour of it this year. Steve, we just picked Denver. Part of the reason I like...
Was there even a game?
All right.
Did you tailgate anywhere?
No, we went to Oktoberfest.
You're tailgating a drinking event.
Basically, yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, hey, look. I mean, look, at a tailgate, what do? You drink beers on asphalt. We were on a city street in Denver drinking beers.
Yeah.
Eating pretzels. I mean, it was pretty close to a tailgate.
Yeah, minus the sports part. You had everything else down pat.
Yeah, and we were right by. We weren't that far from where the Rockies were playing.
Yo.
And they were playing the Nationals, which Will and Chris are both a fan of. But the Nationals are so bad, we were like, we're not going to those games.
You didn't want to have to deal with the headache of watching them lose.
Right. So part of the reason they originally picked, like I picked Denver because it was closer to Seattle.
And
it has we.
Yes.
Good call. I mean, that was the first stop I did. Like, come on, boys, we're going to see a weed shop.
What were the weed shops like in Denver? Are they pretty much the same?
No, it's a little different because you got to go into like a waiting room and get a number. Then you go up to like another room.
What are you auditioning for, American Idol?
Basically, yeah. Then you go
Stoner Idol.
Then you go up to another room where you turn in your number and you sit there and there's closed doors. And then finally a door and it's like, all right, your turn. Everything's done behind like closed doors.
It sounds kind of sketch.
It's the opposite because they were the first. So there's like super regulations. The lady was telling me basically like they think if it ever goes federally legal, like they might put this system in. So they're just like, we're hoping we could just do it.
Gotcha.
And it wasn't that. It just took a little bit longer. So I felt bad about that because I was.
So it's like waiting in line for like a roller coaster.
You're yeah.
Like, oh, I think we're ready. Oh, crap. Another aisle.
It's like Disney. You know, like when you finally think you're in there, but then it's just a little video.
That's basically. Mickey Mouse. Hey, guys. You're about to get stoned.
Yeah. So, right. Because I'm used to Washington. That's what I was like. I was like, you just walk into the shop and.
Now, I've heard also in different areas. And I don't know if is it like this in Denver. I don't know if you have a certain preference of types of weed, whether it be indica or sativa. But I've heard from people that are living on like on the East Coast where like sativa is almost non-existent. Is it like that in Denver?
I don't know. I prefer indicas anyhow.
Okay. You just want to get effed up.
I do.
In the couch.
Yeah. Well, last time I followed the guy was like, how strong of an indica? I was like, I don't want to be stuck in the couch, but I don't want to think about the day. He was like, I think this is what you want. Very relaxing.
No, anyhow, exactly what you need.
So originally they wanted to go for the game, but the Nats were terrible. So we skipped that. So we just went to Oktoberfest Friday night, which was, I mean, we had a blast.
Yeah.
And there's like.
Did you drink out of a boot?
No.
Were there hot girls in Lederhosen?
Giant Steins. Yes.
Yes.
There was a lot of attractive women.
A bunch of St. Pauli girls.
Yeah. Nice. There was a lot of like the standard dirndl, but there was two girls that were like. Bleach blonde, tan.
Double dirndls.
Like, right, as the St. Pauli girls. And it's like, oh, I'm going to hurt my neck staring at those two.
I need that indica now.
Right? Yeah, so we did that Friday. And then Saturday, we went out to Red Rocks. And then went from Red Rocks up to Golden.
So did you see a concert at Red Rocks?
No, we just went during the day.
What's it like?
Well, we couldn't get into the venue because the musical act was sound checking. And that was Big Gigantic.
No.
I swear to God. I wanted to go, but they were like, we don't want to see that show.
Oh, man. So I wish I was there with you. I'd be like, we'd be like, yo, you guys hit up here. We'll meet you after Big Gigantic.
Yeah, dude, it was wild.
Oh,
listening
I would love to have seen
check.
Those guys at Red Rocks. They were incredible at Meltdown.
So we couldn't get into the venue because they were sound checking, but they have like a museum and then they have like a bar and restaurant down there. It's kind of like going to like a Hard Rock.
Yeah.
So you sit on the edge there. So you're looking. I mean, it's beautiful.
You can still see the scenery.
Yeah, and there's deer running around and stuff. And
they're big, gigantic fans.
Yeah, well, the waitress was funny because my brother was like, so do you guys keep this open for shows? She goes, depends on the show. They're like, is it open tonight? She goes, no, nobody at that show wants to eat food.
No, no, they're all going to be all messed up on Molly.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Right? Something.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And then we Ubered over to Golden, Colorado, where Coors is from.
Okay. How much of an Uber is that?
Dude, it's all pretty close. I think it was like a $30 Uber out to Red Rocks and probably like a $30 Uber from Golden.
What was the experience from the airport to Denver?
Dude, I took the train. It was easy.
Oh, okay.
It was $9.
Didn't feel like it took forever?
No.
Oh, man. Maybe that was the problem.
People bitch it, and I get it. It is super far away, but I'm telling you, they have a train. It's $9. It takes you to Union Station, right? Like,
you don't
right
deal with traffic, anything.
No.
Oh, you did it right.
And usually, I'm always like I'm not the guy that takes the train, but like I never do it in Seattle. But for some reason, when I leave town, like, yeah, we'll take the train.
Yeah, public transportation,
right?
So then you go to the Coors place.
Yeah, so we went there. We stuck our toes in the actual river that leads to the brewery. So next time you have a Coors Light, you're welcome for that extra flavor. And then they have and Golden is beautiful, dude.
Uh-huh.
It's like an old west town, and yeah, we sat out there on the river. Then we sat right in the center of town, and
picturing a guy like flipping a wooden nickel.
It could be. I mean, it looked like it was out of a movie, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Dude, that's so badass.
Yeah.
So go out and do stuff.
Yeah, man. Like I was saying, like you got a trip or something you want to do, go do it.
Well, and sometimes it's hard to work it in, but then I think once you get it in, it's a good idea to keep it going. You know what I mean? Like I remember going to Meltdown the first year. I was like, it took forever until I could finally make that happen.
Yeah.
And then I had such a great time. I'm like, I can't believe I've been putting this off. And then the next time I was like, just mark it in my calendar. I'm doing it again next year. And this last year was better than the year before. And I'm already in my head. I'm like, I don't care what's going on that weekend. It's in my calendar. It's like one of those things where it's like once you realize something that's really good for you in a psychological standpoint, you know, I mean, going on vacation is a great idea. It's a refresh. And so now I'm like, I'm not passing up on that. I know how good I feel after it happened. So I have to remind myself of that feeling once it's done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It gives you something to look forward to.
Yes. I know. I was just thinking about that. I'm like, yeah, well, January's almost here, which means then we're about 8 months away from Meltdown. I'm like, wow, I'm really jonesing to go back that bad that I'm already like, I'm not even doing the math from now, from October 3rd. I'm doing it from January 1st. Like, we're just around the corner from the new year, which means we're almost there for Summer Meltdown.
Yeah, and we should buy our tickets in December. They're cheaper.
So I already purchased a couple tank tops. I'm ready to go. Let's do this. Speaking of hockey, man, this is a good time to be a hockey fan here in the Northwest. Today was the big news, or yesterday was the big news, that, I mean, we're a technicality away from getting...
All right, is it official yet?
I know, dude. It's so many, after this hurdle, it's a done deal, after this hurdle. But at this point, the commissioner of the NHL and the board of governors all agree that the NHL should come to Seattle and we should move forward with the process for the final vote that happens in December. So if all the people that are making the vote are saying yes, we should move forward. So I don't know who else is involved in that vote. Maybe all the owners of the league, but there's no way in hell this isn't going to happen. So long as the arena continues to get refurbished or whatever you want to call it, you know, redone according to the schedule that they've already set forth, we should have an NHL season starting not next year, but the year after, 2020-2021 season.
I mean, I think also, too, like look at the Seahawks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the 12s are loud.
Yep.
Like, the Sounders have done pretty well.
They're pretty popular, I think.
Right? Like, it's continued sellouts, this and that.
Yep.
Like, well, I mean, I don't know about you. Every time I go to a T-Birds game, it's pretty crowded.
The tips are even more crowded.
I was going to say, Everett games, it's like, so if minor league hockey's doing that well and major league soccer's doing like, and listening to the boos at Monday Night Raw when they brought up the Supersonics, like, I'm pretty sure this town can support a hockey team.
Dude, I should pull that up, man. That was...
I used it for TV time yesterday.
I was there, and I've never heard a crowd get louder than they did during Monday Night Raw when Elias went for it. Was really just cheap heat. It was
it's the oldest.
Yeah. Easiest thing in the world.
You know wrestling.
Yes.
So we were having this conversation on the men's room. Like Miles was like, oh, that's exactly what they were going. I was like, that is, but I don't think they expected it to be that loud and that long.
No, you're 100% right. I'm trying to find the audio of it. I mean, you know, I'll put it up on YouTube.
Pull it up on YouTube, Steve.
I'll pull it up on YouTube. But yeah, while I'm looking it up, dude, no, you're 100% right. They wanted a reaction. So it was Elias and Kevin Owens were in the ring and they were doing their thing. And then they took a shot at the fact that the Supersonics are no longer in Seattle. Crowd reacted with a big boo. They wanted that. They right. figured the crowd's going to die down like I thought as well. And then all of a sudden, it struck a nerve that I didn't think it was going to strike. Like I figure people here in Seattle like this. I mean, wrestling fans like basketball as well. I didn't think it was going to be like that. And then it just got worse and worse. And then all of a sudden, people are piling on. Then it became kind of a fun thing. And it just went over the top crazy. I'm watching Elias while this is going on. And you can tell at first he's getting a laugh out of it, this, that. There was a moment where he looked at what I would imagine is like a producer or an assistant producer that's like hands the mic, you know, someone who yeah. works or a camera guy. He gives a look like, man, I done up. You know what I mean? Like he
because at first you could see him almost giggle, but then I didn't notice this till Mike told me. Like the reverb you hear once in a while is they keep jacking their mics up.
Right. They and it wasn't. I feel like they piped the crowd down on TV so you can hear them talking. We could not hear a single word that they were saying on the floor.
No kidding.
Not a single word. It was completely insane. Let me see. I think I found it. I don't know if this is the right one, but. Oh, man, we'll see.
And isn't that the second time? Wasn't it here in Seattle where basically the crowd was so loud they had to bring Daniel Bryan back out?
He was out. There was a whole group of wrestlers. That was one of the takeovers. Yeah, it was like, I think during the Slammies, if I remember correctly. He was out there with a bunch of other WWE superstars. But the whole crowd didn't care about any of the superstars that were talking. They kept chanting Daniel Bryan. That was like leading up to his entire crazy run to WrestleMania 30 where he won the championship. Yeah. But that was really what started it, like where people realized, oh my gosh, people love Daniel Bryan. Of course, it's Seattle. So I think I found it.
He's an Aberdeen guy?
Yeah.
And having a basketball team in Seattle.
Oh, here we go. Yep, here it is. So here's Elias talking.
It doesn't make sense, you know? It's like having a basketball team in Seattle.
I love what Renee Young says.
Yeah, good shout.
Oh, yeah. Just another reason why she's awesome. And this went on for close to 10 minutes. Like, I watched it on TV yesterday just to see what it was like to watch. At this moment, I think they're enjoying the fact that...
Yeah, they still want... This is the reaction we want.
Listen
yeah.
to the roar of this crowd.
No respect for Detlef Shrimp.
Right, that's the reverb. Turning their mics up.
The Lions hit a sensitive button. Got Seattle right in the feelings.
Yes, he did. He got Seattle right in. And man...
It just goes forever.
It was awesome. And at one point, I think Corey Graves had a joke of something like, you know, something about Sean Kemp. And, you know, there was a lot of Seattle love after that. And it's been the talk of the wrestling internet. Like, you know, anyone who's talking, they're like, that was the craziest negative reaction we've ever heard during a wrestling show ever.
Dude, it's also funny because, like, when I was in Denver, my buddy Will was asking me about ex-athletes. It's still, he was like, the Sean Kemp still? I was like, yeah, Sean Kemp still lives around here.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asked me about somebody. I go,
Gary Payton's going to be here for the whole preseason thing.
Right. So he was asking me about Gary Payton. I was like, yeah, by the way, I really want to go to that game. Those tickets are expensive.
Bro, I know. I'm not even like a huge basketball person, but I kind of want to be there because it's in a weird way making a statement because I do care about the Sonics and I do want the Sonics to be here. I am a fan of the team.
And it's Golden State.
Yeah. And you get to see some real great players, but. I looked at the prices. I'm like, not going. I'll watch it on TV.
No chance.
Yeah.
But he was asking me about people, and I was like, I think Jamie Moyer, like The Bone, and then I was like, they're pretty legendary in town. Walter Jones.
Oh yeah.
I said then. And he goes, what about Detlef Shrimp? And I go, oh, he's a god.
Oh gosh, yeah.
And he was like, what do you mean? I go, man, I've only walked by him once on my way to like a Sounders game, and it was like. Like, Walter Jones is super cool, and he'll say, like, and Dallas Shrimp was super nice. I was like, there he is.
Yeah, well, it's that height, man.
Maybe that's what it is, but I'm just like, he is a legend in this town.
Well, there's something about, like, I mean, when somebody is taller than everybody, there's something about looking up to a guy. Anyone is going to. Like, you know, I mean, if you're 6'5", you're looking up to that guy. It was like when we did the flag football thing, Spencer Hawes was playing.
Oh, nice.
Too. And so he swung by because I was on Big Walt's team. And he came over to say hi to everybody. And all of us are just looking up at him. And it's just like, he's not even like Detlef level of popularity. But the minute he came over, all eyes were on him because it's just like this tall dude. It's something magical about a tall guy.
Yeah, I mean, right? That
sounds weird.
It does.
There's something magical about a tall guy.
It sucks.
But yeah, dude, I think it's going to be a great time having a hockey team here. The place is going to be rocking.
I'm still pulling for the Kraken.
You want the Kraken?
Yes.
See, I like the Totems. I understand why people don't.
What's people's beef for Totems? Jesus.
Totems would be awesome. I think people, for some reason, feel like it's generic or don't understand that there's a history behind the name the Totems. If you don't know the hockey history here in Seattle with Totems, I mean, it's a great junior hockey program. Back in the 70s, I think when they almost brought an NHL team here, they were going to be called the Totems. So there's been a lot of history with that. Man, the only thing I don't want is the Metropolitans. I'll take Kraken.
But that was the original team, right?
Yeah.
I know. I mean, that's what the Sounders stuck with.
I like Icehawks.
Icehawks is cool. I just like Kraken just for, if nothing else, just the intro. Smoke, lights, it's dark in there, and just unleash the Kraken. And they come out through a giant squid Kraken thing.
As long as they got a mascot as awesome as Gritty, I'm in.
God damn, Gritty is taking over the world.
Gritty's the biggest mascot in the world.
Yeah.
Started off as a giant joke, but everybody's showing him respect now.
And let's be honest, he just looks like he's on drugs.
Yes, he does.
Right? Like Gritty's been to a big, gigantic show.
Yes. Gritty was probably at that show in Denver.
Yeah.
I love that one video where he turns around, you just see his eyes. He's like,
oh.
You guys got any meth? I'm Gritty.
I'm just like, look, I have run into Gritty in certain forms of festivals.
Yes. And usually you're like, sir, mix in a water.
Yeah, right? Like if I saw Gritty, he'd be like, bro, come over to the water cooler with me.
You need a water. How about this for a mascot? I proposed this on BJ and Migs. How about this for a mascot for our Seattle team? Grungy.
A grunge rocker.
Like he's got the flannel, he's got the cutoff cargo shorts or cutoff pants, and underneath it's the thermo pants. Like basically it's Eddie Vedder from 1991.
God, I forget that Eddie Vedder was rocking that look, and now like everybody rocks like tights underneath their shorts.
Yeah, that was
like,
his thing.
Like to be a supreme athlete, I feel like I still just work out in mesh shorts like an old man.
Yeah, dude, sometimes I see certain athletes, mostly basketball players, and they've got the leggings underneath,
but
they're not the full leggings. So it's just like, well, they get high side. Like, I mean, you're showing us maybe 4 inches of leg at this point. It's like this weird thing. You got shorts and then you've got capri leggings.
Yeah.
It looks weird.
There's a lot of people in the gym like that now.
I don't get it, man.
I mean, I get compression shorts for what they are.
Yeah, the 4 inches.
Well, I'm like, you guys don't all need them. I think you guys just like wearing them.
Yeah.
It's also funny, too. It's like back in the day, you were like kind of the dork if you wore all that stuff. And now everybody rocks it.
Yeah. Back in the day, you had to have the short shorts.
Yeah.
Show as much leg as possible. All right. Why don't we back in the Jack Sigma days?
You know who plays good basketball? That John Stockton.
Yes. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I saw a funny thing happen on my way into Monday Night Raw. We also have a Should I Be Mad that involves sports.
All right.
I think you'll like that one. An email from a couple of Mega family members.
Excellent.
And that's probably more than enough.
And you almost died.
And I almost died. That's true. Yeah, that was crazy. When the Mega Cast returns.
Ted and Steve are going to take a break. So go to the fridge, grab an ice, cold, adult soda, and get ready for more awesomeness. The Mega Cast will be back.
Beer is okay, but vaping is wunderbar. It's time for Vapetoberfest. This year, put on your lederhosen and get ready for some poker while you toker. You will be on cloud 9. Enjoy music from Darth Vapor and Planet of the Vapes. And get juiced with hundreds of flavors. What's eating Gilbert Vape? And does the carpet match the vapes? Vapetoberfest. Just look for the giant cloud downtown.
Ted and Steve just packed a bowl, and they're ready to go. The Megacast is back.
Oh, man, sorry it took a second. We were just having a conversation about sometimes in life, this is a Steve talk. You should take, when somebody doesn't reply to you a multiple amount of times, you should probably get the hint that they don't want to talk.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes me and you might be on the side of like, oh man, that person must be pissed at me or whatever.
Right.
Like, I'm probably too early to think somebody's like done with it. Whereas some people just never get the message.
And
I don't want to be mean and be like, all right, look, I don't want to talk to you.
And it's not even about I don't like you. It's just, man, you're just a little too overbearing with the amount of times you want to talk.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, I'm like, my best friends, Ted and Munson and Jay, those are my homies. Today is the first time I talked to Munson in probably about 4 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you and I, we rarely ever text. Obviously, we get to see each other at work. That's a luxury. But if we didn't work together, I would still consider you one of my closest friends. And I maybe talk to you like twice a month, if that.
Yeah. I was going to say, same thing with Will. Will's a great friend of mine. I was in his wedding. We probably only actually talk on the phone a couple times a year.
Right.
And then when we see each other, it's back to normal, blah, blah, blah.
But then I have like some buddies where they'll text every day. I won't respond. And then I'd see them and they're like, oh, thanks for responding to my text. I'm like, well, you text me too much.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, man.
Yeah. Texting's weird because I do it too, man. Like, just because you text somebody, I mean, they could be out at dinner, they could be doing whatever. Yep. And honestly, sometimes at night, like, I'll just get stoned and just forget.
Yeah. Or sometimes I'm just like, oh, man, if I respond to this text, it's going to lead to, like, a long conversation. I'll write them tomorrow. And then 4 months later, they're like, why did you never respond to me? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I suck. It's something personal. It's just that's not the way that, and I think you got to kind of follow the vibe of the person that you're friends with. If their vibe is not, like, super chatty, then respect that.
Yeah. I had a weird one a couple weeks ago, like got somebody's number and then like, I don't know. It's still kind of standard. Like, oh, I'll give it a day or whatever. Text them. And they started texting me. She starts texting me. And then it was like, so I just responded with something and they had a weird response. So I just kind of left it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know if you're kidding. Like, I've only talked to you for about an hour, so I don't really know you. So I was just like, you know what?
I don't even have the energy to respond to this. I've done that too, man. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? You know,
right?
why am I wasting my energy?
Yeah.
I know it sounds terrible, but there's only so many hours in a day.
Right. If it's somebody like you or like Will, or I'd be like, is everything cool?
You know what I mean?
Like, my bad, dude.
Dude, it's funny. This is actually a different story I forgot about until we started talking about this. Weird thing happened just recently at an event where I was hanging out. It was at the wrestling thing. Guy comes up. He's like, he must be a listener, obviously. He was just like super excited to talk. And, you know, quick conversation, everything, blah, blah, blah. Okay, have a good one. But he was like kind of aggressive in how he was talking, right?
All right.
Whatever. Night ends. I'm on my way out. All of a sudden, I see him from like the other end of the arena beelining straight to me. And he just goes, hey, man, give me your number. And I was just like, with all my friends, it was I didn't know how
it's
to answer.
It's so awkward.
And all I did was just, I looked at him, I go, man, email me. And I kept walking. And I was like, gosh, I feel like a dick.
No, but I tell people to this day, that's one of the more awkward things.
Yeah.
You know, like I definitely have listeners that I'm friends with now.
Oh, God, yeah, I'm not anti-listeners.
But, right, but it's tough. Like, if I just meet you and you're like, let me get your number, like, I don't know, man. Like, you know, like, I don't know. It's awkward.
Yeah. Some of my good buds are people that were listening beforehand. It's just,
yeah.
But it never was that. It was never like, we had a 30-second conversation. We went our separate ways. And then over the course of the 3 hours, you created this thing in your head that made it so that you needed to get my phone number. And so we walk away and all my buddies are like, and Kevin from Metal Shop was there and a few other people are just like, that was weird. And I'm like, I didn't know how to answer that. And I didn't want to be a jerk because I was, you know, the last thing I want to do is be rude to somebody, but I also don't want to give this guy my number because I don't know him. And the way our conversations went, I feel like I'd be getting a lot of phone calls from him and it's just not my thing.
Yeah.
And I looked at my friend Roya, who's with my buddy Cooper, they're dating, and I was just like, I don't know what it's like to be an attractive girl, but I got to imagine that this is something that you deal with. Weird conversations, guys wanting your number, and you don't know how to respond. She's like, no, honestly, I watched all that unfold, and she's like, that basically is what life is like for us girls in bars all the time.
Yeah.
I was like, gosh, stop it, guys. All right.
I want to see the sports. Should I be mad?
Okay, let's do that one then right now. Okay, so we got... You can always email us. Just email one of us. We'll get to it. Or just send us a tweet at the Megacast. This person says, guys, I want you guys to tackle this. Should I be mad? My wife intentionally chose to be a Rams fan just because they are winners. I, of course, am a huge Seahawks fan. What the F? Should I be mad?
I mean, like, if she, I don't know. Was she a sports? I mean, I don't know. I would cut her some slack. Like, all right, at least she's watching football. Like, if she's just doing it, I don't know. For some reason, I think your wife's kind of funny, just out of spite picking the Rams when she knows you're a Seahawks fan. I know that's probably not what he wants to hear.
I love that she didn't go with the 49ers, which would be
but
a
they're
more,
not good.
Right. It's a more trolly team because I think Seahawks fans hate the 49ers and their fans way more than they hate the Rams. Even though, you know, we're in the same division, it's never, like, not yet, at least, there hasn't been, like, that intense rivalry. Maybe it's going to start now. But the fact that she went with the winning team is hilarious.
Yeah.
But I think you should dump her, divorce her, and move on and find yourself a good 12. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's a tough one. Like, I get his annoyance, but, like, yeah, I don't know. She picked the Rams.
My wife does that. She intentionally, jokingly, because she doesn't care about hockey enough to watch it, but she'll jokingly be a fan of the Rangers because I'm a Devils fan.
Yeah.
And you're going to think I'm an idiot, and I'm willing to admit it. And but like then she started saying that Lulu is a Rangers fan.
Too far.
Yes.
Now that's crossing a line.
That legit pissed me off. I'm like, look, you can joke all you want about you being a Rangers fan, but Lulu's got a Devils jersey.
You don't bring her into this.
And you do not try and make her join the bad side.
Yeah, she's trying to put a rift between you and Lulu.
Right, it's bad enough that you're trying to say that Lulu, just like you, is a Randy Orton fan, and we all know the reason why you're a Randy Orton fan has nothing to do with his wrestling abilities. He's a good-looking man. Can you at least pick Finn Balor, who's a handsome man and a great wrestler?
Does anybody like Randy Orton outside of the ring?
I don't know.
Oh, because, I mean, he's such an a-hole. And, wrestling, nobody likes him.
I like him. Whenever I heard him on Edge and Christian's podcast, and he was a fun guy to listen to.
It's just weird, right? Because he's always kind of that D.
But, man, we interviewed him on back in the day when we first started here at KSW.
All right.
And he wasn't as huge of a star, but he was pretty close to being a big star. And it was right around the time when he was getting in trouble for a lot of things outside of the ring. One of them being, I think, being a stoner. And he out and out admitted that he likes to just get stoned on the toilet. Like, he's like, yeah, I like to smoke pot while I'm on the toilet. And I'm just like, okay. You're my favorite wrestler for a minute.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's not that weird.
So, man, I don't think you should legitimately be mad, but, you know.
All right, here's my other issue with that. You know what I'm going to say, right? Like, if I hang out with... if I hang out with Steve and his wife and we tailgate a Husky game, I'm like, go Huskies.
Right.
If I go with Taryn to a Cougs
go
game,
Cougs.
If I go to an Oregon game with Joe, I'll be like, oh, let's go Ducks. So, I mean, that's why I'm like, sometimes I'm like, I used to be real strict about this stuff. I'm like, I don't know. I think she's just, honestly, dude, I think she loves you. She's just really having fun messing with you.
And you bring up a good point. At least she wants to watch some football with you.
Yeah.
And that makes it, you could have good sex bets this upcoming weekend. Because it's a win-win. You're having sex.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe, right. Yeah, you could put some bets in there.
Nice.
Even halftime bets.
Question for you. It's a dilemma that I've been having. I don't know if we've talked about this. If we did, sorry, I've taken a few pucks to the head. when we get an NHL franchise.
I don't know why that's so funny. I've taken a few pucks to the head.
When we get an NHL franchise, where is your allegiance going to go? Are you going to stick with the Caps, or are you going to...
You asked me this today while I'm wearing a bright red Stanley Cup cap.
On the first day of the NHL season, celebrating your Stanley Cup championship victory. But, you know, it's a dilemma that I'm having a problem with these days. Every week I have a changed heart. I don't know if I can give up fully on the Devils. I don't think I'll ever give up on the Devils.
Can you cheer for both until they...
Sure. Sure.
That's right. The only time they'd really play has got to be the Stanley Cup Finals,
pretty
right?
much. Regular season, they'll have maybe one series.
Right.
Yeah, maybe two or three games against each other. But other than that, it's just playoff hockey.
Look, I'll be dead honest with you. When it comes to Seahawks, is right, because I grew up a Redskins fan.
Yeah.
So whenever the Seahawks play the Redskins, either people are like, do you want to go to the game? No.
Right.
Do you want to go to a bar and watch it? No. But like, I'm going to stay at home. Like, obviously, I cheer for the Seahawks. So it's like... If there's a picture of me in Seahawks gear at this Redskins game, everybody back home is going to give me hell.
Uh-huh.
But I don't own any Redskins gear besides a Caucasian shirt.
That's the best shirt ever.
I'm not going to... So it's a no win. So I think you'll end up in that spot.
Yeah. I feel like I'll end up probably be more, I'll be more invested in the Seattle team, though.
Yeah, and like
merch, games,
yeah,
watching it on TV.
And honestly, at this point, right, like, I mean, I sit on stage and yell "see." So yeah. It's like, right, like, I'm a Seahawks fan, you know, but it's like, I don't know, sometimes I just feel bad. Like, come on, Redskins, I know Alex is cheering for you.
That's a good point.
But also what helps is our owner sucks. Dan Snyder, the hell with him.
Off with his head.
Yeah, so it makes it a little bit easier not to like them.
Yeah, I always wonder about that when we do get a team. I feel like also when you get to know the players, then all of a sudden it becomes more, like, you have a more personal connection to the team.
Yeah, I mean, look, in transplants, we're bad people, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've been to a Mariners game one weekend in Nats gear and watched the Nats game, right? And literally went back a week later in Mariners gear.
Yeah, my full allegiance is with the Mariners now.
Like, awesome.
But then again, I was kind of a skittish sports fan with baseball. I mean, I originally was a Dodgers fan because of Steve Garvey.
All right.
Then I became a Padres fan because of Steve Garvey. Then when Steve Garvey was done, I mean, I always liked the Yankees because those were the games that we would go to as a kid, and they were terrible in the 80s. And I loved Don Mattingly and his sweet mustache and everything else. But, you know, so I never root for the Yankees, though. Like, I have zero interest in the Yankees. If it was the Mariners versus the Yankees in the World Series or in the playoffs, in the, you know, championship series or whatever it is, I'm going to root for the Mariners.
Yeah, the Yankees are just easy to cheer against. It's like the Cowboys.
I don't hate them. I'm not like that guy, but yeah.
Yeah.
And I like the Cowboys because of the Cowgirls.
Do you know my Don Mattingly story?
No.
So my buddy, when we were seniors in high school, right, we go to Beach Week, and his girlfriend's friend, her last name is Mattingly. And they're like, yeah, it's Don Mattingly's niece. And I'm like, holy cow, right? So you fast forward, we're like 25, and I bring it up to my buddy, and he goes, you still believe that? I was like, that was a lie? And he goes, yes, we were just messing with you.
Why wouldn't you believe it?
Right? I mean, I held on to this for years. Yeah. It was like telling people, like, I used to know his niece. Apparently I didn't.
That's hilarious.
Right?
Good thing you never met him.
Oh,
could you imagine that?
That would have been awful.
Like, yo, I know your niece. You do, huh?
Don.
Hey, Don. Donnie Baseball. We got an email from our buddy Stevie Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he says, happy birthday, man. Hope it's a good one. Real quick, what do you think I should do today? It's my birthday. My wife now does not work, so she decided, like, she's done with working and just chilling and all that. You know, long story, but nothing bad. And no crazy news. Don't worry, people, don't jump to conclusions. But, sometimes you throw that out there. So I'm going to spend all day with her, but I'd like to go train and get back into wrestling ring because my knee is pretty close to being 100%. Feels good. I think I could start doing some light training, and I really want to get back in the ring. I've been, you know, kind of getting antsy about it, and tonight's a good opportunity for me to do it. And not that my wife has any big plans for us. We're not going out to dinner or anything along those lines. But am I weird to, like, put this weird self-imposed pressure to stay home and be with my wife on my birthday, even though we're going to spend all day together? She's not giving me any inkling that she would be upset if I go off and go, you know.
So she hasn't said, like, I'd prefer you stay. This is all just you?
This is all just in my head.
Well, now
man.
You're making me nervous about it.
What should I do?
I mean, instinctively, I say go to practice.
All right, so I'll go and I'll say it was Ted's idea.
All right, that's fair.
She gets mad.
Yeah, well, now you got me worried. Now I'm like, I don't know, man. Are you sure your knee's even healthy? Do you have other birthday plans this weekend with her?
No. We have nothing planned. She keeps asking, what do I want to do? And I don't have anything in mind. It's too much stress. You know what I want to do for my birthday? I don't want to make a decision. So why don't you come up with something for us to do for my birthday? I mean, that never goes over well. I'd like to go to we were talking about maybe getting out of town, but that's, money's tight.
Yeah.
Kind of want to go to the Hawks game.
And it's getting to be that time of year that money's going to be even tighter.
Yes.
Oh, there's a Hawks game in town Sunday?
Yeah, the game against the Rams. I want to go celebrate with this guy's wife.
That's a good call.
You know, so that would be fun, but I looked online. Tickets are just more than I want to spend.
Yeah.
And it's my birthday.
Do you have to do anything Saturday? Oh, you got to wrestle or anything this weekend?
3-2-1 battle Friday night. But we're off Friday. We're off Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, go to practice. You got plenty of days coming up to go do like a birthday celebration.
Yeah. I'll stay home tomorrow night. I got Friday off. We could go do something tomorrow night.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Cool. Problem solved.
Yeah.
Birthday's October 4th this time. Stevie also continues to say, quick question you should bring up on the Megacast with Ted if you record one today. Nope, we're not doing one today, so I don't know how you're hearing this. Do you guys ever see Sir Mix-a-Lot, and do you ever have conversations with him? What's he like? Just wondering from Stevie, our Packers fan.
For me, yes, I see him once in a while. I've never even got to meet him.
What?
Yeah.
Never?
Never.
Oh!
I've never even said hello to the dude yet.
He's such a nice guy.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah. I had no idea.
Mix is a great guy.
Like, yeah. I talk to Powers all the time, and Bree, she's real nice, yeah. and, like, Tanch. But, like, every time I see him, he's kind of like, they're in a conversation.
Yep.
So I'm like, I can't just butt in.
Like, full disclosure, like, he's not always here in the building.
Right.
He has a home studio, so they could pipe in, and he could do his stuff for his show on Hot 103.7 from home. But every once in a while, he's here in the studio. I've never really seen him milling about. One time I left, and then soon after that, Macklemore was here with him, and I was like, son of a freaking bitch.
Yeah, like, I saw him out here last week, and they were talking about Kevin, and, like, I had thoughts, and I was like, I can't just jump in, though. He has no idea who I am.
But I'm
just,
that would be funny.
Right, but, like, if it was just Tanch and Britt, I would have had no in Powers. I would have jumped right in, because I apparently do that a lot to Powers.
Is that a bad thing?
No, I just sometimes think Eric thinks I'm insane.
Well, you are.
Because, right, I work at the rock station. I'm always like, dude. We think about that little pump.
Yeah. What do you think about? Was it J. Cole?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just hearing them talk about him on Spittin' Chiclets. Is it a guy or is it a band?
No, it's a guy.
Okay. Apparently.
He's basically the East Coast Kendrick. So people on the East Coast love J. Cole.
Yeah.
And they don't think Kendrick's is great. Everybody on the West Coast loves Kendrick, but doesn't really met.
They were interviewing Austin Matthews, the superstar hockey player for the Toronto Maple Leafs, but he's right. originally from Phoenix. But they were asking about, like, what are you listening to? What's your jam? And he's like, I've been listening to some, like, old school stuff, like Rolling Stones and stuff. But I guess J. Cole's like, that's the guy that everybody in the locker room is down with because he speaks.
He's a lyricist.
Yeah. So what he's talking about, they could connect to. And I've never heard him before, so.
You, honestly, you probably know a couple of his songs. You just don't know it's him.
Okay, let me just check and see. Now you put me on the spot. I want to see what's the hot music the kids are listening to, Ted? You know, getting older. I got to make sure I still keep down. Is it Jay and then Cole? Oh, yeah. Jay period Cole. Oh, he's got an Essentials playlist on Apple Music.
By the way, shout out to NBC. I respected that they used a lot of Mac Miller bumper in and out music for that Sunday Night Football game.
Oh, that's cool.
Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Oh, dude, he's a Pittsburgh kid.
Yeah, did you see they're having a concert down in L.A. in a couple weeks?
No.
Like a Mac Miller, like, benefit or whatever. So it's, like, Chance the Rapper. It's an awesome-looking bill.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, trust me, dude. I was toying with the idea of, like, dude, let's just go down there. But it's, like, a random, like, Wednesday night.
All right, here we go. Here's a song. It's called Kevin's Heart. I don't need nothing on the side. Said that I was done for good and don't want no more lies. But my phone be blowing up, temptations on my line. I stare at the screen a while before I press decline. But she plants a seed and it still lingers in my mind. Told myself I'm strong enough to shake it and I'm trying. But I'm only human, I know love and use a crime. If I take this cookie now, one day I'll do the time. Slip me a Zenny at once. Somebody. I got the earth and the blunt. I get the skirt when I want. I get the skirt when I want. Due to the money aroma. My girl, she got a diploma.
Trust me, you'll like J. Cole.
I kind of like it right there. Yeah. At first I was like, okay, I could do that. But once the beats kicked in, I was digging that. I want to be the guy that just repeats what he says. Just goes, skirt.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Friendo.
Blunt. J. Cole. All right, I'll check that out. That's cool.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's huge on the East Coast. I don't know why the West Coast doesn't seem to like him as much. And then when I go back East, people are like, you guys love Kendrick.
Weird.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that there was a divide in hip-hop. Kind of reminds me of the old days.
Well, it's kind of like, it happens in rock, too, right?
Like, yeah, there's some bands that are huge in the South that don't even matter here on the West Coast.
Yeah, like Shinedown, like we've always supported Shinedown, and they're big up here, but you go down in the Southeast, they are massive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're like the band.
All those bands that kind of come from that time, you know, Breaking Benjamin, Chevelle, Seether.
I still love Chevelle.
Same here, dude. I can listen to Chevelle. Even Seether, too. Like, they're not, they're popular here. They'll sell out the Showbox, but they're massive over, like, you know, in the southern area.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's wild. Yeah.
All right. Well, we should get rolling. Hungry. I want to eat.
I got to eat, too.
It's 12:30.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
It's time to eat.
Time to eat.
That should be our new thing. Time to eat, boys.
Boom. We got to go. Let's go. Get some food in us.
By the way, we're talking about Meltdown. I'm already excited about the hockey trip again.
Yes, the hockey trip. We got our slumber party coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Got a concert coming up in November that my buddy hit me up. Tony Baroni is a wrestler.
All right.
And he's got like the same kind of vibe as us when it comes to music.
All right.
Like I talked to him about different festivals. He's thinking about going to Summer Meltdown. He was on his list. He was going to do Summer Meltdown this year, but he ended up doing one in Vancouver right around that time. So he couldn't pull
it. Did he go to Shambhala?
Maybe.
All right.
But he's coming to, there's some show at Nectar in November.
All right.
It's like some like moonshine band or something. It's like part like ukulele and harmonica and EDM.
All right.
And I think it's on Sunday night, but I think we have that Monday off for a federal holiday. I think it's like Veterans Day.
Oh, no kidding.
So maybe it's like a...
Do we get Veterans Day?
I don't know. I hope. Oh. Do we not like the military here?
I just don't know.
Are we terrorists?
I just don't know if we get it off.
Well, you know what? We should find that out because that's a massive part of my idea.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, Sunday night?
We can't go hard otherwise.
I might be out on that one, brah.
Oh, I'm out too if it is. Because the next day is Justin Timberlake.
Oh, I have that day off either way.
Oh, well, that's just great, Ted. Rub it in. Let's get 10.
Let's just get 10.
Different song that I like to have birthday tune to it. Cracker. Happy birthday to me. It's my birthday. If I don't respond to your Facebook message, it's because I'm doing stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll like it eventually, and I appreciate you for writing me.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Steve. I love you, buddy.
I love you too, brother.
All right,
I'm glad you're in my life. Let's go. In the parking lot of the Showboat Casino Hotel. 4, 5. I say, I remember you. You drove like a PTA mother. You brought the drop beer. I always get pizza on my birthday.
Oh,
I've got little fish nuggets.
Yeah.
They look like tater tots, but there's fish inside them. And quinoa.
By the way, did you know Sour Patch Kids are 100% vegan?
I did not know that.
I found that out yesterday. Just want to put that out there for you.
Aren't Oreo cookies too?
But only original Oreos.
Ah. Well, follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. Maybe I'll get myself a couple egg rolls.
Yeah. That's a poison.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you next time.
See you guys.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Skirt.
Skirt.
Breadthumb.
Happy birthday.